Good evening. Good evening. And it's Paul O'Mahony here driving his car and reviewing something that is fairly important that I've done today. And I want to do it before I get too tired and too before too much of the memory passes. So what Roger Overall and I did today, anyone could do. And that is, I think, the first point. I mean, anyone can sit down with someone and have a chat, record it, and share it with other people. That has become so easy to do, so inexpensive, so quick, and all you need, it's clear. And so that's my first point, really. I'm going to sound tired during this, because I am. But what we did was awfully easy. It was not difficult for two people to sit down in Blackrock Castle in Cork in the cafe and spend a good few hours talking about a particular piece of writing done by a third person. Anyone can do that. So any of you out there who are listening to this, you have at your fingertips the ability to just have a conversation and to share it on the internet. Now, we took a particular bit of writing done by Chris Brogan to work on. And the reason we picked it is that it was terribly relevant to our individual situations, the two of us. So it was a genuine conversation in which I didn't know what Roger was going to say, and he didn't know what I was going to say, and to be truthful, I didn't know what I was going to say. I had already read the document that we were talking about before, but I had read it in one mindset, and I hadn't read it in the mindset where I was going to analyze it and go over it and ask how relevant is this and how does it fit to my business and what does it really mean and everything like that. So two people can read the same bit of thing in a different mindset. And in this particular case, we both have businesses, we're both on social media, and we both wanted to take advice offered by Chris Brogan and internalize it, make it our own, and leave having gained very particular things from the conversation and the time spent thinking about it, which would change things that we are doing. And that was all absolutely genuine. It wasn't, in one sense, there was no element of performance about it. So you can do that over your favorite novel. You can do that over a book. You could sit down and both of two people reading the same book. It could be a business book. It could be a recipe book. You could sit down and discuss it together. Now, why did we share it? Why did we actually have the conversation in a public way? Well, you could say that, we're both used to doing that. We both, in a sense, we're both practiced. We're both not too self-conscious. We're both, we have skills. They're no big deal, the skills, what we were doing was we wanted to do something that was helpful for not only us, but for other people. And very much in our minds, I think, and certainly, in our minds was that we would have the conversation, but both of us kept in mind that there were people who we would like to listen in on it, and the more people would listen in, the better, and the more helpful we could be, the better. We didn't really know if anyone would listen. I had no idea. If we record 5 hours of audio or 3 hours of audio, or I think we did at least 2 hours of audio or something like that, it's a very few people are going to listen to all of it. Some people will listen to one bit, some to another. People can go on a long car journey and listen to all of it or listen to half of it. There are so many different ways of, to use the language, consuming the audio. You can run it through your car audio. You can have it on your mobile phone and have earbuds in your ear and you know, do it. There's so many different ways. You can play it off your laptop, you know. There's so many different ways in which people can make use of what we did today. And the total number, to me, isn't important at all, because it may just be that if one person listens to it, they then go out and change what they're doing, and they then, you know, huge things can happen. You just cannot calculate what will happen. So it's just not worth even thinking about, how many people might listen to this. You do what you want to do because you love doing it, and you do it at the same time in a mindset where you actually want to, and you hope that you can be as helpful to anybody else. Now, it was a bit peculiar what we did, because we took a real live person with whom we have some contact on social media, and we took his writing apart, really. And if you haven't listened to any of that, then you'll see when you get around to it, or if you do get around to it, that there was hardly a paragraph we didn't comment on out of an email that ran over about 3 or 4 pages long of A4. So it was a long email, and Chris Brogan even said, look, this is a long and unusually long email. He doesn't usually write emails that long. But the point is that there, we found, each of us found, that there was enough in it to keep us going for, I mean, what we shared on audio was, I suppose it was a third of the total time. So there's a whole lot of stuff that never got recorded. And, you know, some cases, you know, it's an accident what got recorded. Rather than, oh, we'll record, you know, we could have recorded all of it, and then we discussed this beforehand, we could have recorded everything that we were doing and then gone into sound engineering or, you know, editing it, right? But we're both busy, and neither of us wanted to go away with a job to do afterwards. We wanted to do it, and to use the words of Seth Godin, we wanted to do it and ship it. And, you know, it meant that stuff went out completely unedited, raw and whatever. So you can do that. You can have a conversation and, you know, you share it. And maybe you don't share the best bits. We had a bit where we destroyed some of what we made. And, you know, we by accident, Roger pushed the wrong button and we lost a bit. So we redid that bit of the conversation, you know. That's life. You drop some balls but we simply picked the ball up and went on playing. So it's just what strikes me is how easy it is to do. Now, is it interesting? Now, that's for other people to judge, to be truthful. But if it's something you're mad keen on yourself, really interested in yourself, you know, there's a very good chance that other people are also interested in it. Very good chance. And there's also a chance that you already know some other people interested in it with whom you can share it. So the audio booths that we made today, we now have the ability to attach those in emails or attach those in Twitter or attach those in Facebook to particular people who we have in mind and who we already know would value it. It's not quite like sending it out to the whole world and hoping that by sheer luck or chance or whatever, somebody will find it. Neither of us will do that, and there's a bit of a discussion about that kind of way of doing it on the audio itself. But, you know, I think we now have something very particular which we can share. And, you know, if you do it for anything, you know, your favourite novel, for sake of argument, you can easily find, if you like, on the internet, other people interested in the same novel. And if two people have sat down in one part of the world and had a conversation about a novel that you are actually reading yourself, you know, just think about it. How interesting it would be to hear a conversation, especially from people who were you didn't know at all, talking about a book that you really liked. I mean, that could be very interesting. Not everyone would be interested in it. Of course they won't. Not everyone will have the time, even though they would be interested. And some people will start listening and they'll say, look, if only these guys had gone into a studio and recorded it properly without any of that ambient noise in the background, you know, I might have listened to it, you know. And there are people who will do things like, for example, take the audio booths that we made and will burn them onto a CD I'm thinking now of real people like McColgan in Scotland and particularly Pilgrim Chris in England, who have even explained how to do that on Audioboo. And there must be lots of people doing that on Audioboo. I mean, there's been some content by Christian Payne, you know, put through really high-class audio editing recently on Audioboo by MC Fontaine, and you know, you just could burn that onto a CD and take it on a journey and listen to it, or you could give it away to somebody else, you know, all of these things. It's just so easy nowadays. And there are communities around the place out there who you don't know, who are every bit as interested in what you're interested in as you are yourself. And it does actually open up the possibility of, you know, having conversations across continents, you know. And Audioboo is so good for that because, in my opinion, the quality of the sound is very good. And it comes across as having, you know, a good sound. I'm bringing the phone a little closer to me for the last bit of this. So I suppose I'm really just saying my main reflection from the day. We set out to do one thing and it was to get lots of value from our business. And we've done a lot on that, I believe. I am absolutely, I've got more than enough action points from today to suit me at the moment. You know, you can't do too many things. But the other thing is that what I've learned more than anything else is this simple phrase: it is not hard to create content. It is not hard to be a content creator. It's not hard to have a conversation which other people would find interesting. You know, you just do it. The topic drags you along because, you know, if you let your enthusiasm for the topic show and you don't hold back and hide that, and, you know, anyone can turn anything into the most boring old thing you ever heard. But if you don't try to make it boring, it will be interesting. And you don't, you know, the more you do it, the easier it is to do it and the quicker you'll do it. Now, we spent, I don't know, how many hours? 5 hours or at least in that cafe today. We both call it work. You know, somebody else might say we were sitting on our backside just chatting, you know, but we both were actually, in effect, running a radio station, you could say. You know, a chat show, you could say. Okay, there's a difference. There was nobody live on air listening to us, but there were people on Twitter chipping in every now and again. Not that many, but a few anyway. But we were doing that. Now, we both agreed that the next time, you know, we would do it shorter. We wouldn't spend 5 hours on Chris Brogan's next email or anybody else's next email. But having done it once, you know, we'll... I mean, if somebody says, look, you can have a conversation for half an hour and record it, and that's all you're allowed to have, that's what you do. You work within that limit. If someone said to you, look, record a 5-minute conversation about where's the best place in Sicily, or for that matter, West Cork to go on holidays, in 5 minutes you could produce a very interesting piece of conversation about where the best places in West Cork are to go on holidays. And I guarantee you that there are loads and loads of people all over the world who would be interested in what two people would have to say about West Cork, or anywhere else for that matter. Okay, look, that's it, folks. That's the main reflection of this admittedly tired man, but I do feel really enriched by the experience. And, you know, I have to thank Roger overall. He is such a great, great guy to hold a conversation with, you know. Yeah, you can easily contact him too. But he's very good. He does great audios as well. And he's ever so professional. Got a great voice too. Okay. Look, do it for yourself. That's the main thing. Just do it now. Get yourself, if you have a smartphone, load up the Audioboo app on it. And you don't have to load up the Audioboo app either. Just use the iPhone recorder and get in the habit of doing a few conversations with other people about something you're interested in. Now, that's the key thing. It has to be something you are really interested in. And ideally, it probably should be something about which there is a problem or an issue around. For us, it was, how could we improve our business with the help of this conversation? It does help if you've already decided where you're going on holidays, what's the point of talking about where you're going to go on holidays? You're better off talking about, which would be the best restaurant to go to on the holiday rather than where to go. So it's always about being genuine, real. Yeah, just go do it.